the world of Infamous Second Son, Conduits, the superpowered people in the Infamous universe, are feared greatly because of the events of the last game. The best way to look at it is 7 years ago, in the beginning of the Infamous timeline, superpowered people came into being. They caused a whole lot of destruction, damage, chaos, and now people are really afraid of them. So the government's response was to create this group, the Department of Unified Protection, or DUP, and they basically were charged with kind of rounding up all the conduits, throwing them in jail, getting them off the street so people felt safer. And they did a pretty good job of that over the course of the 7 years. People have started to kind of not be worried that the person standing right next to them might be a superhuman, a conduit, a bioterrorist. And then you get to the events of this game. And there's Delson Rose, the 23-year-old Native American kid who just discovered he's a conduit. He's discovered he can get powers from others and make them his own. So in the course of this demo, we're going to show off one of the power sets he acquired, Smoke, but there are several as the game goes on. The game itself takes place in Seattle, which is not many games, actually I can't think of any video game that's taking place in Seattle, so it kind of gives us a new city to explore, but it's also where Sucker Punch is from, so they're kind of getting to make their own backyard, so to speak. So they kind of know every nook and cranny, every cool neighborhood bar, like local business, several of which are in the game. The demo itself is going to take place in around the area of the Space Needle and the Pacific Science Center. The DUP have set up one of their command centers in the area, which is kind of basically just there to try to catch all the conduits that are coming through, and Delson is going in and just trying to take it out.
What do you think is the coolest thing about this game, other than maybe stealing the powers, which you've spoken about?
I would go with two coolest things. The first is, Infamous 1 and 2, it's kind of the story of someone coming from ordinary to extraordinary, and really in this demo, one of the things we're trying to show off is having superpowers can be awesome. Like, having the ability to do all the things Delson can do can just make for a really cool, awesome time. The second is, Infamous 1 and 2, your actions will have consequences. There will be everything you choose to do will be those consequences will manifest in your powers, how they'll develop, how the world sees you, how the story goes, which is a big part of Infamous 1 and 2. We're not showing that in the demo here, but I think people will be pretty happy when they see how it manifests in this game. Being that the game is on the PS4, the new game is on PS4, are there any kind of features or things that we can take advantage of with the hardware? There's several things. First of all, it just allows you to do more. Having brand new hardware, brand new everything, you kind of go in, redo everything in the engine, everything from the particle effects, which you'll see in a second, to textures, to rendering, to just across the board technically, just makes for an overall better experience. The DualShock 4 has a few cool new things. We're trying to take advantage of those. We use the touchpad in certain cases. There's one case in the demo towards the end when I'm trying to dig out the command center truck. I use the touchpad to kind of bring up the core and just smash it.